Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Your body, your health. Now, the KMOX Health Checkup, sponsored by Easy CPAC, available at Medicine Shop. Here's Fred Bottomer.
New concerns about the flu season. Confirmed flu cases at just over 7,000 are more than double what they were this time last year. The virus is now widespread in four states. This year's flu shot is the same one used in Australia's recent flu season when it was only 10% effective. Australia typically sets a pattern for what we'll face here.
The problem with flu and the virus that causes flu influenza is that it changes. It's very diverse, lots of different strains, and it's changing all the time. And so by the time we pick a version of the virus to make into a vaccine and put it into production, it might take 6 to 8 months.
Infectious disease expert Dr. Pardee Sabidi. For the first time, a woman in the U.S. who received a uterus transplant has given birth. Doctors in Dallas say the mother has returned home and her newborn son is fine. CBS News medical contributor Dr. Tara Narula explains how the procedure works.
First, a woman who wants to have a baby in this way would take the eggs, they would be removed, fertilized, and those embryos would be frozen, similar to the process that happens in IVF. The woman would then receive a transplanted uterus from either a living donor or someone who had been deceased. She would then be started on anti-rejection drugs or immunosuppressant drugs so that she doesn't reject the new uterus, then be followed. If she begins to have a menstrual cycle several months later, they could implant those embryos, and if she becomes pregnant, then they follow through the pregnancy with the care of high-risk OBGYNs, and she's ultimately delivered via C-section.
Well, this might be some tough news for your kids to swallow.
They taste like candy and are popular with children and adults. Gummy vitamins. But according to a new study, you might be better off eating the true candy variety. ConsumerLab.com tested 50 different gummy vitamins and found 80% of them did not meet standards for dietary supplements. Lab tests found many of the gummy vitamins had either not enough or too much nutrients and minerals. 12 of the products contained 24% fewer nutrients than listed on the label, and as high as 157% more than listed. Most gummy vitamins are not approved by the FDA, meaning they are not routinely tested.
And that's today's Health Checkup. I'm Fred Bottomer.
To find out more about how your health affects you, log on to KMOX.com/health.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.